This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Coming up a little bit later in the show, we're going to find ourselves quarterback. Sam Amico's going to join us. And are you ready for the NFL on Netflix? Ooh, let's talk about all those things a little bit later. If you missed the last segment, you might want to go back to and listen to it on the Odyssey app. Jeff and I trying to have a conversation about the Four Nations Cup, and he is just kind of got set off a little bit about the USA-Canada game the first time. Now, they'll play in the championship on Thursday night. And got set off by the fact that there were three fights in the first 9 seconds of the game.
How many rounds are those games?
They just play one pool play, and now the championship. By the way.
That's not what I meant.
Oh, you're talking about boxing? You're a fool, man. You are a fool.
Thank you, Dana.
So I'm trying to explain to Jeff.
Such a beautiful game.
So, Jeff, tell everyone what your point is to this, then.
My point is hockey is a great sport. It's a beautiful game. Why do they condone and even, as you call it, regulate fighting?
It's regulated. It's not even, I'm not calling it. It's a rule. You know, it's like part of the game. And so,
I think it's too bad.
The reason it doesn't bother me either is because, you know, you got three fights and you got three guys sitting in the penalty box, but it's still 5-on-5 hockey. So both guys go and that's the end of it. Now, at different levels,
it's
different.
So what was the point then?
The point was to set the stage, to let everyone know what this kind of a game was going to be, and maybe just a little bit to entertain. And guess what? It worked, because the ratings for this thing have been great, and that game was great. And even the fact that they fought in the first 9 seconds of the game probably hooked people in. You yourself said you got a text from somebody, right, that said, oh, my God,
yeah,
are you watching
guy's
this
a
game?
Doof.
Well, did it not make you even think once to flip over
no.
and watch the game?
No, it didn't.
Did I text you?
No, it wasn't you. Huh? There was another guy I know who's a doof.
No, oh, well.
It wasn't me.
He's a lawyer.
Oh. Well, not all lawyers.
I can't believe you got many of those in your life. Really says something about you.
So the point here is Jeff can't.
Hey, why would you fight 9 seconds into a game?
You wouldn't do it before the game.
What happened that made you want to throw down barely into the start of a game?
There was a point. I mean, like Ken Carman, the great Ken Carman, walked in here just a few moments ago.
The great?
He said, yeah.
Who are you, Shaquille O'Neal? Everybody's great?
For this conversation, he's the great Ken Carman. But, you know, just
the
saying
great Stanley
that,
Roberts,
you know, hey, he was a little irritated by the fact that the Canadian fans booed during the national anthem. That's all. I don't think that that's
they're gonna
what
find
it
was. A Canadian and try and beat the crap out of him.
I don't think that was the reason why they fought.
Called
I think
mob
those guys.
Mentality.
I think that the Tkachuk brothers wanted to set the tone in this thing. And obviously, maybe there was some little bit of bad blood going on before they even hit the ice. So they wanted to go play. They waited for the game to start, and they decided they were like, all right, I'm going to miss the first five. Maybe they wanted to take a break for the first 5 minutes of the game.
Don't they have hotel lobbies that they can fight in?
No, why would you do that? You go to jail when that happens.
Exactly.
And guess what? During baseball games, it would be exactly the same thing. How many times have we seen a relief pitcher sitting out in the
fight.
In the bullpen, smoking
fight.
Four or five cigarettes, drinking a couple beers during the game.
Did I ever tell you?
And they're like, oh, my God, there's a fight going on. We better run all the way to the infield to have a fight. I say this all the time about baseball and fights. Baseball fights are, you know, for the 99% of the time fake.
Did I ever tell you?
They're fake. I mean, why can't the relievers just fight in the outfield?
I ever tell you?
Throw your glove off and fight in the outfield if you really want to fight. Go
when
ahead.
I was at Kent State in college, we had to write a half-hour sitcom or a half-hour script for a television show.
Yeah, what was it?
I wrote an episode of Barney Miller.
Oh, must have been.
And my entire premise in the show?
Abe Vigoda gets drunk.
Two guys at Madison Square Garden.
Yes.
Hockey players.
Oh, of course.
Threw down, fought, and pressed charges against each other.
And
got thrown into the clink there at Barney Miller's little jailhouse.
But say, don't feed that. What was the sign it said inside the jail cell?
I don't know.
It was part of the deal.
But that was my thing.
All right. Lisa's been waiting on the line. Lisa, set him straight, will you please? Hi, Lisa. How are you? Oh, Lisa, where are you?
Bye, Lisa. Oh, there she is.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Jeff, you're on the wrong side of this one. I'm sorry, but... you know, I go to a lot of NBA games and a lot of NFL games, and I mean NHL games, and hockey, I get about, I don't know, to the third quarter of a basketball game, and between the flops and between the pushing and shoving and arguing with the refs, there's just no comparison. Hockey is pure, and they play, and they skate, and nobody's arguing with the refs.
No, Lisa, that's not what I'm saying.
Lisa, what you're saying...
I think that's fabulous. I agree. I think hockey's a great sport. I just can't stand the regulated fighting in it, that it's okay for 2, 3, 5, whatever number of guys just to quit playing hockey and beat the snot out of each other.
Lisa, what you're talking about, though, is the players regulating the game so it doesn't get to a point where it's out of hand or someone's taking a cheap shot at somebody. Or they play the game, hard. And sometimes, as a one-time CCHA referee who was sitting next to me said, sometimes boys will be boys and they just got to let the frustration go.
That's what hotel lobbies are
for. I think the most frustrating thing would be to be an NBA ref in this era, because every single player has something to say about every single play. It's absolutely draining on the person watching these games already.
Lisa, thank you for
holding. They don't do that.
There you go, Lisa. Thank you.
And they're too busy bleeding.
Lisa, have a good day. Bang on the boards. Yell at those boys to skate.
Bye, Lisa.
Thank you. I love it.
Too busy having their noses readjusted by the trainer.
Here's my favorite part about like lower level hockey, high school hockey.
Could you pick up that tooth, please?
So I've got a friend that was standing next to at a game about a week ago, and her son was skating by, and she's yelling at the plexiglass, skate, 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 and then pounding on the plexiglass. And I'm like, you do realize he can't hear you, and you're banging on plexiglass. She got so mad at me.
You tell her that?
Yeah, I said she got so mad at me.
So see, you condone fighting because she was going to throw down with you.
No, she wasn't fighting, and I wasn't going to fight with her. She's excellent. Like, just great person. Just so much fun. And then all of a sudden, I'm just like, you know he can't hear you. I know he can't hear me. Jay's in Cleveland. Hey, Jay, how are you?
What's up, Jay?
Hey, I'm doing all right, guys. How are y'all doing?
Good. Thank you. Good.
That's great. That's great. I was calling in, just listening, and I'm with Andy on this one. Jeff, you say that you love the beautiful game of hockey. So lifelong hockey player, you don't get the beautiful game of hockey at the highest levels without having fighting as part of the game. Without wearing face shields, with the speed these guys are traveling, with the stick and the puck getting up in the face, not intentionally, you have to be able to control that with more than a penalty. You need to put some other deterrent on that. And we heard it for the last year in football. Everybody saying, "Oh, Patrick Mahomes, somebody should just take the 15 yards." Could you imagine what would have happened if somebody did just take the 15 yards? You need to have that.
But see, that guy would get suspended, Jay. In hockey, he gets 5 minutes.
Well, no. What he does is he gets his teammate to come over the board and say that doesn't happen again. And Patrick Mahomes, in taking that hit, might have been shelved for the playoffs. Would the NFL wanted to see that happen, so they suspend him retroactively, okay, but you need the threat of getting your nose rearranged in the moment to not make that decision.
Jay, thank you. I think you've had do you have any dances in your career there or no? Couple?
Do I have any what?
Did you do any dancing in your career? Fighting?
I can only breathe out of one nostril because of my playing career. So
all right.
I know an ear, nose, and throat guy, Jay.
We'll take
care. Call us off the air.
Send him my number, please.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Greg's in Cleveland. Hi, Greg. How are you?
Gregory.
Hello.
Hey, man. How are you?
So, a great movie I want to bring up.
Yep.
The Goon.
Goon?
Great movie.
Not Goon 2, though. I got to tell you, Goon's a good movie for about
the 60. The first one was...
Yeah, but it's like 60 to 70%. Like Jay Burrow called it. Is that his name? Jay Burrow. I thought they did a good job with that movie until about, like, I don't know, 75%. After 75% of the way in, I'm like, what is this? This is bad.
Yeah,
it was good. The beginning's good, though. I agree with you.
So I wanted to chime in on the hockey. I grew up in Erie. I've seen a ton of minor league hockey. Fighting is part of the game. It has to be part of the game. One of the most amazing games I've seen in Erie. All five players from each team were fighting, and then the goalies looked at each other, took their helmets off, and skated to the middle of the ice rink and started scrapping. Greatest game ever. And then they just went to the box 5 minutes, put the backup goalies in, and the game went on.
And they just played on. And then they shook hands after the game too, right,
so
Greg?
In other words, the best
minor league,
it was
know.
A great game, even though it wasn't hockey, it was a fight.
Well, fighting's part of the game.
No, I mean, it was part of the momentum. They were two rivals. They banged it out, went to the box, game carried on.
Greg, I got two questions for you. One, when Connor McDavid scored, did you cheer for Canada? That's a tough call for someone from Erie, isn't it?
Well, there's a double-edged sword there. I'm a Pittsburgh Penguins fan, and I love Jimmy Crosby.
So
I might have been rooting for Team Canada.
All right. I can understand that. That's okay. I'll let you go. I don't know. Did you ever go out to the old field house?
I was around when the Panthers were there, just at a switch from the Erie Blades to the Panthers. Then the Panthers left, and that's when we got to Otters.
So what was interesting is when, and this is interesting to probably just me and you and nobody else listening, but like Erie's youth leagues used to be a part of the Cleveland Suburban Hockey League, which was kind of cool. And we would play at the old field house when I was a kid, and they would have to scrape blood off the ice. When we would play on Saturday mornings or Sunday mornings. It was awesome.
I played a pickup game the only time I ever played hockey.
Yep.
And I played with a girl that went to Mercyhurst.
Okay.
I passed it to her the whole time that she scored like 5 goals.
No, I believe Mercyhurst has a beautiful rink now, too. It was just there yesterday, as a matter of fact. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate you. You're a good man. Greg chiming in. Okay, old-time hockey scorers here, right? 92.3 The Fan. All right, so did we convince Jeff that he should watch the game on Thursday night? Dan, pop in on this.
I mean, you 100% should watch the game on Thursday night.
Just tape it. Just even if you watch a period. Watch 5 minutes of the game and you'll understand what I'm talking about. It's just it's everything you want. It's the precision. It's the skill.
Andy, I have nothing against the sport. I think hockey's a great sport. I just think it could even be greater.
Here's my question.
But again, I don't have the background or the knowledge that you do.
It doesn't matter. It's just have fun. It's like I would say, anybody that's never watched the game, just watch Thursday night. Just if you don't know anything about hockey, you don't care, watch on Thursday night and then call me on Friday and go, Andy, you're an idiot, or Andy, now I get it. Now I understand what you're talking about. And just I'm telling you.
Do you expect them to fight on Thursday?
I don't know. It's for the championship. I don't know if they will. There might be, maybe late in the game, possibility. The hard part is there's really no, I mean, the NHL.
If you're going to put it in the game, should you get points? Should you get a goal for a fight?
Are you done?
You won the fight. I get one.
How do you know? What are you going to do, punch stat on it?
I don't know.
No.
You tell me.
Here's
if it's
the other,
regulated.
So let me give you the other part of the question I have here. Jeff, is this better than an all-star game? And I think what they're proving with the ratings is it is. And think about what everyone's upset about with the NBA. You know, LeBron didn't play. Okay, well, if LeBron was hurt, then he didn't play. The only part of that part I had was, man, I wish he would have told somebody earlier that he wasn't going to play. Even if it was 48 hours earlier, they could have brought another player in. And I don't know how that goes in locker rooms across the NBA, that LeBron took up a spot on a team that could have been used by someone that would have played if he just would have said earlier. I think everything else about this is overblown. Like, if LeBron's injured or can't play in the game, then he can't play in the game. I'm okay with that. I've read headline after headline about, oh, LeBron lets everyone down by the fans. How come he didn't play him? No. I don't care about any of that. The only part that was of interest to me was that he took up a spot another player could have had. But, you know, we're sitting here contemplating, why are they playing the NBA All-Star game anyway? Why? Why do they play the Pro Bowl anyway? And now you're looking at, you know, this hockey format that, man, it really seemed to work for these NHL players, didn't it? I mean, we're talking about massive ratings. I mean, it was super enjoyable. And every time I hear somebody from Team USA get interviewed, none of them are talking about money. None of them are talking about the second half of the season. They're talking about playing for their country, that they're playing for, you know, it's more than money. It's pride. And you're not hearing anybody about, but workload, management, overload. Load management. No one's talking about that. They're talking about playing the game they love. And I think that's one of the reasons that these games have been so infectious that people want to watch these games. I don't know how many people watch Sweden, Finland, but still, it was a great game. But still, you're just like, ugh. Like that. NHL has figured out something here that maybe the other leagues need to take a look at.
Okay.
With me on that?
Throw down and go international. Got it.
I'm all in. Look, if it gets these guys to care, then it gets these guys to care, and that's a win, and that's all we're asking for.
All right. Fun conversation. I enjoyed it. If you want to go back and listen to any of it, Odyssey app. Let's find ourselves a quarterback here, Jeff. We need to do that, don't we?
As long as he can throw down.
All right, we'll do that next.